Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Marcus.
I hope I'm not overreacting or drinking the Kool-Aid too much, but I just think that this team is not just good, but getting better week in and week out. And seeing not only how they played last Sunday night against a far superior team, and you got to remember, these guys got beat at home by the Cardinals 2 weeks ago. Not only is this not the same Bears as the opening week of the season, this isn't the same Packers. And my sense is that these kids, after last Sunday night, want more. I think they want revenge for the opening game of the season. They haven't forgotten it. They know they can clinch the NFC North title. There is so much in the Bears' favor this Sunday that I think they're going to smoke them.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
I still can't believe that was Hub. That just doesn't
that
sound
was.
Like
it was Hub.
It was like Bizarro World Hub. Jumping up and down, screaming, go Bears.
It took many hours for Rick Camp to engineer every soundbite, though, just the way he needed to make it sound like Hub said those things.
To stitch it all together.
Over years and years, getting the tone right and the sentence structure, the syntax. But yeah, that was Hub.
Wow. Hey guys, go Bears.
Hello.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Bernstein and McKnight bringing you Pete Futek at 10:40, midday midway at 11, Patrick Mooney at 11:40. Maybe we'll get some news today. Maybe we get a Friday news dump. Who knows? Maybe this is the day the Cubs do something. Maybe this is the day Bryce Harper's a White Sox.
Don't tease me.
I don't know.
Don't tease
That's
me.
That's my job to tease you. Patrick Manley will scout the Packers for us at noon. Here is the list of things that could be yours today. A pair of tickets to the 2018 CBS Sports Classic, December 22nd at the United Center. It's Ohio State against UCLA and North Carolina against Kentucky. If you are a college basketball fan, that's a fun thing.
Yeah.
We have a big box of meat.
Giant.
Omaha Steaks Family Pack could be yours today.
We dare you to finish it, really. Neither of us have.
I haven't finished the first one. They dropped the second one.
You have three other mouths that will eat that stuff.
Oh, they do. I think the caramel apple tartlets will be gone almost instantly.
Yeah, I think one of those is getting cooked up tonight.
30 seconds in the microwave, you're set.
Microwave?
That's it. Just microwave it for 30 seconds.
Really?
$100 gift card to Copper Rock Steakhouse at Four Winds Casino in South Bend, and another pair of tickets to see Dead and Company at Wrigley Field on June 14th. It's going to be a party, and you might just be able to attend. You got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandMcKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can text. You can sext. It's a holiday Friday. You're in the fog. Go ahead and sext. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You must download the radio.com app.
Download it.
That way you stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You want to see us? You can. We're not that interesting to look at, but
Hello.
You can see us. That's the video feed at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live, directed by Brian Gertsch. Jay Zawoski's our producer.
You want these guys to get paid. They're great. Their value's nuts. They're all, and honestly, underpaid anyway.
You could hear it. I got it in there.
It was
very subtle. That was a dry martini of a yar right there.
For a moment, I thought you were going to miss it.
No.
There it was.
Now, listen, I had people on the text line. Why didn't you yar that nuts?
Oh, it was yard.
You want these guys to get paid. They're great. Their value's nuts. They're all, and honestly, underpaid anyway.
Got to listen carefully.
Very subtle.
It's there.
Maybe your most subtle yar.
It's a practiced skill. I do it in front of the mirror at home. On the board, Rick Camp, Steven in Highland Park. Welcome to Sports Radio 670.
Hey, Hub, big fan. Just wanted to ask you a quick question about Mitchell Trubisky. I personally love him. And just kind of see what you attribute to those three overthrows that were picked.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it. A winner.
Bring them all to us. Bring them all to us. I want my weight in Trubitsky's and Trubinsky's.
We're still a couple players short for our full, our all 22 mispronounced name team.
Just wanted to ask you a quick question about Mitchell Trubisky.
We do have 95 quarterbacks, though.
Yeah, we're deep at quarterback. In the back, doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz.
Mr. Sarver has done nothing to improve this team in the 14 years he's owned it. He's never funded or bought, paid for two or three key players, which make any sports team, professional sports team, successful or on the road to success. He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks. And you have been negotiating with this kind of person? Shame on each and all of you.
That is Greta Rogers. She's a resident of Phoenix, and she went after the Phoenix City Council for even spending moments talking with Robert Sarver about the proposal to give him $150 million of taxpayer money.
And she has my vote.
Go get him, Greta. Yeah.
He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks.
My blood pressure's going up. Are you crazy?
The segment's brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now, we were making fun of Trubisky when he was asked about his previous high school nickname of Favre. Right? And he got all nervous, and it appears that he's been told to stay away from that and don't embrace anything Packer, and you got to be really careful. There's been all kinds of Packer pandering. Everybody, even when Lovie Smith took the job, you know, I know I got to beat the Packers.
One
and
of
I
his
love
four
Coach
things,
Ditka,
right?
And you know, no matter what, beat the Packers and all that. And I think that's waned, and that's fine. But I really liked the way Matt Nagy approached it when asked about, you know, Aaron Rodgers said, look, I'm not trash talking. I'm just putting it out there. We've beaten the Bears at Soldier Field, and we've got a track record. This is just a fact. And it was kind of trash talking without trash talking by stating a fact.
No, it was.
There's a way you can state facts that come off more like trash talking. And he did.
Don't lose there.
And yesterday, I thought Nagy was able to thread that needle nicely of making sure he's aware of what's going on and also saying that he's got bigger things to think about.
I have no they asked me that question yesterday, and it was the first time I heard that. I don't care. I won't care. I care about us and our history and our tradition. I don't care about what's happened here in the past as far as streaks and wins and losses, and to me it means nothing. So our players haven't talked about it. I'm pretty sure they don't care either. This is a new thing for us.
There you go. Nicely done. There's a new thing for us.
A way to measure success with a new regime is how successfully they turn the page, how able they are to actually turn a page on the past and what's happened before. They've got to do that by getting a win, and it just so happens that a win against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday gets you into the playoffs. Two things that hadn't happened in quite some time at Soldier Field.
You get to raise the divisional championship flag and then bring the butt end of the flagpole right through the Packers' hearts.
Like Baker Mayfield at Ohio State or wherever he was, the star.
You get to bring it up right through them. You get that chance. That's okay.
It's, you know, listen, this isn't as talented as they are. And I think if you've matched up everybody, all 11 on either side, I think you come out with a Bears win. I think if you look at the way the arrows have pointed, and you and I differ on exactly how down the Packers arrow may or may not be, or just how long it stays down. But even still, you know, you look at those two arrows, things favor the Bears. You look at, you know, your motivation for that. I know the Packers can win out and maybe make the playoffs, but that's
look, Washington's happening. Still alive for a playoff
spot. So are the Giants. It's not happening. You know, it's just not. Still, there are a couple of things that you have to get done in order to beat Aaron Rodgers, that any team has to get done in order to beat Aaron Rodgers. He's thrown the ball to the other team once this season. One time. And there have been a couple of close ones. He's got the 53 throwaways. He's got the near pick from Kyle Fuller that makes it a win in week one instead of a loss. That seals a game. It changes Aaron Rodgers' career, his season. Because I don't know, if they lose that game, I don't know what you're doing with him. That whole thing changes the whole prospects of the NFC North, and you're already in the playoffs this weekend. But you have to take the ball away from that Green Bay Packers offense. The defense that leads the league in interceptions has to take the ball away from Aaron Rodgers, the hardest guy to turn over.
Well, it doesn't have to be an interception. Khalil Mack can go over and rip it out of his hands.
Settle for that.
Right?
Be fine.
He's so good at that. He's so good at just going to the ball.
And it's the season-long retargeting because of the rules. Remember how focused, how fixated everyone was on the rules for the first 4 weeks of the season? And it's died down some, and I think we've already kind of baked it into our brain that you can't hit a quarterback anymore, that it's just not allowed. But the way he goes after a football with his hands when his body's otherwise occupied by the rest of the offensive line, it's incredible.
When you think about it, you get credit for a sack. If you knock the ball away from a quarterback,
right,
that's a sack. So you don't have to hit him. You don't have to worry about using the full weight of your body on top of him or however they're adjudicating the rule, whether there is just happenstance, any kind of head or neck contact, even unintentional, that's going to get called. You're not allowed to hit him low. The single best possible way to sack a quarterback is to knock the ball out of his hand.
Anymore, that's the case.
It's like a technicality. It's like a TKO almost. I mean, you get credit for the sack. It does the same thing as a sack.
Yeah.
But yet you're not running into the quarterback.
Okay.
Unless you're looking at the possibility.
Devil's advocate. If you knock the quarterback out of the game by running into him, you take the 15 yards, whatever penalty is, and then you've got DeShone Kizer the rest of the way.
Which goes back to the Shea McClellan sack of Aaron Rodgers that broke his collarbone.
Or Corey Wooten putting down Brett Favre.
Right. There, I will give you that. I will stipulate to that there is some value in that.
Yeah, but I guess that's pretty obvious. If you put a guy out for the rest of the, if you kill a man, that's more than taking the ball away. There's a difference there.
You take away all he's got and all he's ever going to have. It's a hell of a thing to kill a man. He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we've got a lot going on. It is Bears-Packers on Sunday, and it is the end of the Jabari Parker era in Chicago.
Ball game.
That didn't take long. That's $40 million. Well, not really
$40 million. No, it's 20.
It's 20. It was a $40 million contract, but the other 20 is not going to be part of this deal.
Certainly not going to be Jabari's.
Yeah, he has been informed that you're fat and you're bad and you're going to sit. I don't know if they used
those. And it's your fault.
I don't know if they used those exact words.
Apparently it's his fault.
Yeah, apparently it's his. It's like, well, this is what he is. It's kind of what he was.
Did you sign him to be something else?
Signed
we did
him.
Not. Is it his fault? It is. All right, then.
All right.
Not
we're
sure
Bernstein
how you're reaching those decisions.
And McKnight. 312-644-6767. When we come back, we're going to give away a $100 gift card to Copper Rock Steakhouse at Four Winds Casino in South Bend. Don't go anywhere. It might be yours. You have the score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
They're aware of that, but he's done that every year. I mean, I remember one year I think he had 40 touchdown passes and threw only four or five picks the entire season. He's got the highest quarterback rating in the history of the NFL by a wide margin, and that's a big reason why he's never thrown a lot of picks.
That's a man who tells the truth. And he states the obvious in a way that makes you feel like every time he answers a question, you should have known the answer. He's just got that.
Yeah, sorry,
sort of
Vic. My bad.
The demeanor about it. Like, well, why do you think that he doesn't throw a lot of picks? He's a good quarterback and he knows where to put the football.
Aaron Rodgers' career high in a single season interception total. Guesses?
Six.
13 in 2008, his first year as a full-time starter.
Look at Brett Favre's total.
It's 45, actually, in one season.
You used to be allowed to.
Oh,
it used to be part of your development.
Oh, no, that guy was, I mean, that was all part of it. And even at his height, he was throwing a whole bunch of interceptions because I think at times that team had to, and I think at times he was just Brett Favre. But his next highest total for Rodgers, 2010, it's 11 picks, 28 touchdowns. When he threw the 45 touchdowns, Vic's right. I think he looked at the numbers. 45 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
Frank in Lakeview is on the score. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hi. I guess my question is mostly for Dan because of his, you know, over-reliance on sabermetrics in baseball.
Why do you say it's over?
Okay, let's talk about that in a baseball segment.
Well, no, you said it, Frank. What's an example of over-reliance?
All of this is stupid.
You know what? I kind of bought into what Tony La Russa said about Harold Baines.
Harold
Baines does not belong in the Hall of Fame. Harold Baines does not belong in the Hall of Fame. Harold Baines
And everything that came out of Tony La Russa's mouth was authentic frontier gibberish that meant nothing.
Yeah, you know what? I can't defend Tony La Russa. I hate that guy. Let's not go there. Okay, so anyway. Let me just respond to what you're saying. Yeah, I know. Me neither. So let's just say about, let's go back to football. I've been a big Bears fan, you know, since the mid-60s. I've been following regularly the Bears. Love the Bears. But I'm mostly a baseball fan. I learned how to read box scores when I was a very little kid. And what I want to know is there, I'm so frustrated by using just tackles and sacks to try to understand a
Pro Football Outsiders Pro Football Focus. You can subscribe to any of it. There's a billion advanced metrics.
But Dan, I'm hoping to answers from you. But if you want, we can, you know, we're gonna have
the
to
answers
talk about
from
it,
me. Subscribe to Football Outsiders or PFF Focus. Pro Football Focus. They give you any number of advanced metrics.
Okay, but I don't have the time and probably the money to do that. So, but do you have any? Can you help me with that? I mean, is there something
money? You're asking me for money?
No,
look,
sure.
I fucked the bill for the other day. I can't be handing out.
All right, I don't know where that's going. You want football metrics? There's a million different sites. There's a lot of people on Twitter that are really good at giving you a lot of that information, and they're always trying to make them better. We've heard Paul Charchian talk about wanting better box scores. I'm always open to that. I'm open to whatever. However, you want to change some of these box scores to give us more and better information all the time.
A lot of stuff on Football Outsiders is free, so just go there and click on the thing.
Happy holidays.
I love you, Frank, but that was just dumb.
I'm not sure what the hell we're talking about. A simple Google search for advanced football metrics will open a new world.
Why aren't there a lot of football stats? Because the broadcasts themselves haven't put a whole bunch of the advanced metrics on the broadcast the way baseball has.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in baseball, they're much more intrinsic to the evaluation of players, because not that front offices don't use some of the advanced stuff anyway.
The other part of it is baseball is not a team sport.
It's singular confrontation.
Baseball is an individual sport that masquerades as a team sport. Football is genuinely a team sport that makes it difficult to suss out individual responsibilities metrically, especially if you're talking about a guard or a nose tackle. Now, understanding what somebody's job is on a given play, a whole lot easier to do in baseball.
Much, much easier. Did you see a tweet Dan Weider from the Tribune had out just a couple of – I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. It all kind of blurs together. It's about turnovers. And how many the Bears have had via Mitch Trubisky, and how many the Bears' defense have picked up, and how many points they've... Mitch Trubisky has 14 turnovers this season. 14 of them. 3 against the Rams. Do you know how many points the Bears have allowed after his turnovers?
Okay, total points.
Total points allowed by the Bears' defense.
After 14 turnovers.
Mitch's turnovers.
Okay, let's...
Mitch's 14 turnovers.
Okay, so this is showing how responsive the defense has been in picking up their guy and picking up the other side of the ball. This is going to be... I'm trying to think my way around what... If it's notable...
I will give you a hint. Whatever you think, it's better than that.
Okay.
Whatever is like makes sense to you.
Total number. So 14 turnovers. Mm-hmm. So say there's... They got 2 touchdowns and a field goal, which would add up to, with the extra points, 17 points.
It's 14 points this season.
But not bad the way I thought it through, though. Okay.
That's pretty good. Dan Weider had that stat earlier. Do you know, you realize what that means for the team's overall reliance on the defense? You realize what that means in close games for that team. As this offense does whatever it's going to do, and I can't help but think, and Hub talked about this a little bit on Wednesday, I think, the idea that in that Rams game, there was a shift by Matt Nagy in terms of his aggressiveness. There was. There was a draw play to Tariq Cohen. There were virtually no pass plays called in that fourth quarter. They ran the ball more, and they kept the ball away from Mitch because of the game he was having. That, to my mind, is the first time Matt Nagy has done that for that kind of time and in that kind of situation. The rest of the season has been about giving Mitch the opportunities to throw the football and be dangerous and score.
And pick their spots and have the higher leverage situations be more opportunistic for the Bears to be in control of them, what that does. And maybe it, maybe there's a bigger picture to it. Maybe by Nagy doing that, he's showing future opponents a willingness to do some other things that broke with what he had established earlier on. There's, as other coaches are putting the book on Nagy together, there's going to be more moments in big games, in playoff games, where it's going to be third and six in the fourth quarter, and they're going to have shown some other things. You want Mitch to be able to be more in control of those high leverage situations. Maybe this is a longer term way of establishing some of that.
I want Mitch to be able to read zone coverages. That's what I want over the next 3 weeks. That's what I want over the next 3 weeks. I want him to assess the validity of coverage. I want him to assess whether he's got man or zone on one half or the other. I want him to do more than count numbers on one side of the field. And I know Nagy does too, because he said it yesterday in his press conference, that he's looking for more than that, and it's on him. This is what Matt Nagy said. This is your head coach of the Bears, the man whose relationship with Mitch Trubisky is the most important thing in his life right now. He said that the job he's got is making it black or white for Mitch when he gets up to the line and getting rid of any shades of gray.
The 773 asks, Dan, can you pay for my Netflix subscription? And the 630 says, well, Frank doesn't have the time or money for that. He had the time to call a radio station and wait on hold, and the site is free.
And he's clearly started drinking on a Friday. I mean, that's, you know what? God bless it. Good, go after it.
Have at it.
God bless you. Go get it done.
You see the bottle of whiskey in Mitch's office?
No, I didn't see a bottle of whiskey in Mitch's office.
Yeah, he got this really cool, it's up top above his cabinet. It's this awesome, like, limited edition baseball bottle. Like, the bottle, the glass is actually
the size of a baseball.
No. It's the size of a kickball.
Oh,
and it's sitting on a stand, and it's some sort of limited edition, like, baseball related whiskey. It doesn't say what kind of whiskey. My guess is it's an American blend of something.
I don't know.
And Mitch doesn't drink whiskey.
Well, I mean, then someone should probably go liberate it from the office. It's being held there against its will.
Well, Ray Diaz appears to be volunteering.
Ray!
Longtime whiskey drinker.
Ray, can we go check out what that is?
Wait, a vegan?
I mean, he can't participate in like 90% of the food that comes in here, so he should get dibs.
That's true.
That's true.
I guess that if you are going to be a vegan, and I don't know if it's for ecological or just conscientious purposes, or if it's health purposes, maybe a little bit of both, but I would like the fact that if it's for health reasons, to also be a copious whiskey drinker.
Real hard, single right, malt guy.
Right. I won't eat eggs.
Just the real weird, peaty stuff from the aisle.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, Ela.
Ela.
That's Lagavulin,
yeah,
Lafroig.
You want that kind of stuff. Yeah, like a Lagavulin 16 or a Lafroig 10.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ray did bring Jay a 40 of King Cobra for his 40th birthday last year.
Nice. That's my
KYP.
Still here. If you're interested,
the drawer.
The King Cobra is still here. Yeah.
Really? That was
the best part about that. It doesn't have to be cold to drink it.
$1.
It's not going to make it any better.
$1, 16-ounce King Cobras at the Hideaway at Duke.
We're aging it.
$1.
$1.
You're aging the King Cobra.
$1, 16. And it was 80-cent Natty Bows.
Wow.
If you were ever a Natty Bow drinker.
We had the beer exchange.
Yeah, anytime we had a King Cobra night, we would always begin the evening with an invocation in honor of Dave Parker.
Just because?
Just because.
There you go.
This is a plastic bottle aged King Cobra.
Lovely. I was worried Shane might have gotten into the whiskey because he came in here to
I don't know what that was.
Okay, Connor was doing the Pajamagram read.
Just doing the read.
And Shane has done a recorded version of the Pajamagram read.
Do you know what? We're wrong. He's done three or four.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, no, there's varietals.
Five.
Oh, are there really?
Really?
Yeah, there's varietals.
And it's the most intense Pajamagram.
He's an angry man.
He's not angry. He's tightly wound. I don't think it's anger.
He moves quickly to anger.
I know, but I don't think he's angry. He smiles easily.
Line.
He's just very intense about mundane things.
He defaults to 8.5.
I don't know what it is about that job, because McCaffrey in some ways was the same. There's something about that position that makes people like that. But it's that Pajamagram where he's like, it's soft as a bunny. You know how soft bunnies are? Bunnies are so soft. Their bunnies are softer than they've ever been, and this is softer. It's softer than cashmere. You know how soft cashmere is?
Very soft.
These are softer than that.
I can't believe it.
And I'm listening. I'm in the car. I'm like, whoa, dude, it's pajamas, man. I mean, I know they're great pajamas.
But they are great pajamas.
Really? Like, I'm picturing him wearing them as he's doing the read. He's like, he's feeling
they're
them.
Soft. They're that so, kind of soft.
So feel how soft this is. Come on.
We got a weird place we work.
I need a deep breath. Yes, we work in a very strange
in a
place.
Strange place. You know what? Yep. Let's get a King Cobra out for you. That'll help calm you down.
Mm. It's had the opposite effect. Sometimes it's the unintended
well, yeah,
you, effect.
In quantity, yeah.
Yeah.
Just talking one.
Well, 140?
Would you take the top off?
Wait, 140 ounces is not one.
Yes, it is.
You don't have
yeah, it's
no, no, no.
One
it's
bottle.
One. That's have, one bottle.
You don't have a water bottle every day. This is one
no,
bottle.
No, no, no. You count the quantities in how they're bottled. That's one.
All right, right now, pick a number.
Six.
Caller six to the
one,
contest line.
2-3-4-5-6.
312-591-6700. You win a $100 gift card at the Copper Rock Steakhouse at Four Winds Casino in South Bend. We've got Dead & Company tickets. We've got an Omaha Steaks family pack. We got tickets to the 2018 CBS Sports Classic. If you're a college basketball fan, we're like Santa Claus. We got a big bag of stuff. We're giving it all away today. Everything must go. Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.